Today's January 11th, 2026. Current Bitcoin price is $90,533.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So a week into this new year, a little bit over, how are you feeling about 2026 so far with everything going on?
It's always weird. Hey, I'm just glad that we got some snow.
Yeah, we did. We actually got quite a bit. How much did you get at your house?
Somewhere around 4 inches.
Yeah, I think we got about maybe 4 to 5, somewhere in that ballpark. I was impressed. I was like, wow, we never get snow.
Well, and now it finally feels cold because it was just ungodly warm through, you know, through the new year. That's usually the coldest week of the year. And it was just, you know, high of 60s.
Like, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It was weird. I was taking down Christmas decorations and it was almost, I don't know, it was like mid 60s. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Normally it's so bitterly cold and you're like, nah, I can deal.
Well, I have family in Texas who said that it was 80. In the 80s on Christmas Day.
Jesus.
Yeah. This summer's going to suck.
It is, unless, I don't know, hopefully we get a lot more moisture up in the mountains, but looking at the long-range forecast, it looks like it's supposed to be sunny the rest of the month.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good times. I don't know, man. Crazy topsy-turvy stuff. I mean, already within the first, like, basically couple weeks of 2026 and feels like we should be in March with all the craziness going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How are theoreticals looking?
Oh, the theoreticals are doing even worse than last time. I mean, not terribly worse. So first theoretical purchase back in October 2023. If you would have purchased Bitcoin at $3,000 towards the later end, you could have got 0.0885 Bitcoin of that $3,000 investment. It's now worth $8,000, which is still, I mean, that's more than double.
Yeah.
That's always a solid buy. It's really about when you buy it. Now, if you would have bought the second theoretical, which is right at the halving, April 2024, and you would have bought $1,000, you would have netted 0.01564 Bitcoin, and that $1,000 investment is now worth $1,400. So it's still up, but, you know,
it's
definitely seen many better days.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. It's weird, too. Like, I think last time we were talking about the flows of the ETFs and how there was a little bit more black, but it looks like, looking at the most recent chart again, not so much. It looks like there's a lot of outflows going on. Surprisingly, I'm actually kind of shocked that the price hasn't completely collapsed with the amount of outflows going on. I mean, not completely collapsed, but not stayed above 90,000, like what we've been doing so far.
Yeah.
Crazy times. One of the things that we were talking about kind of beforehand too, we haven't touched on this in a while, but hash rate has actually taken its first hit for 2026. Those that don't know, like Bitcoin's difficulty rating adjusts every, was it 14 days? Is it 2 weeks?
Basically 2 weeks.
It's a number of blocks. It's not actual time per time by time, but number of blocks processed, which basically coincides to about every couple of weeks. We had our first dip after having a high, which was the high we hit was back in September 20th of 2025. Which was 1.2857, I think it's zettahash. I could be wrong. I'm not sure on what the ZH means. It's a little bit out of my the ballpark. And right now we're at 1.0149 zettahash. So, and that was coming off of adjustment on January 10th at 1.17. So first adjustment for 2026, and it was a trend to the downward, which is expected, right? Like when Bitcoin's price is not as high as it should be, it costs money to keep those miners online. And if they're not seeing the return, they're going to pull the plug.
At least save on some energy costs across the world, right?
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong, we're still rocking at an incredibly high hash rate.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting to see that kind of happen as everything kind of goes on. One of the things that you were bringing up to me too before we got going, and I wanted to kind of talk about this too, I hadn't even thought about it, but it looks like MicroStrategy or Strategy, let me get this right, posted a $17.4 billion unrealized loss as Bitcoin falls in Q4.
Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, whew, I didn't really read the article, but I was just like, dang, that's not exactly small. $17.4 billion, that's worth some pretty mid, or that's like the, I don't know.
That's
pretty good sized company to lose $17.4 billion.
Yeah, that's a huge chunk. It'll be kind of curious because we should be seeing Q4 numbers for them coming out in probably February, because there's always like a lag in reporting numbers when that happens. But part of this article says Bitcoin closed 2025 lower than where it began, falling by around 6% for the year. The asset hit an all-time high of about 126,000 in October, which we all remember. But weakened in the fourth quarter, ending the year at near 87,000. So what's kind of interesting about that too, and I think we had talked about this on the podcast quite some time ago, was I think 2025, the new accounting rules have come out for Bitcoin, and Michael Saylor seemed pretty jazzed about them. I wonder if he's still feeling that kind of excitement about that.
Well, I don't think it really has anything to do with the accounting rules. It's just more with Bitcoin doing Bitcoin things.
Yeah.
Sometimes Bitcoin things is not pleasant.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. It's one of those things where, I mean, you never can tell how Bitcoin's going to move. I mean, we're still sitting at 90,000. We did hit even today, like we hit up to 91, but it doesn't look like it was able to hold that. Got a rejection pretty quickly off of that. So I'm guessing a bigger move is coming, but we'll talk about that probably here in a little bit. There's been so much weirdness going on. Samson Mao, I don't know, he's fairly bullish in the Bitcoin space. He was talking about predictions for 2026. He claims that Elon Musk is going to go hard into Bitcoin. I don't know what that means. He's just quoted as saying go hard. He's one of those Bitcoin OGs that a lot of people like to listen to. He's predicting Bitcoin hits 1.3 million. MicroStrategy hits $5,000 a share. And at least one nation will issue a Bitcoin bond. What is your thought on the Bitcoin bond aspect of that?
Well, first off, I have no idea if he's correct on this, but that would be a kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Any country issuing a Bitcoin bond. You know, back in the day, gold bonds were done before, you know, fiat really became the name of the game, in the early 1900s, like 1910s basically for America. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens. Hopefully whatever country does that doesn't default on it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I guess, not related to this at all. I mean, I guess in some way, I guess Argentina paid back some of their loan to us or paid back their loan to us.
That's what I saw too.
Which, I mean, that's good news, especially for somebody that's been going at a chainsaw with his government. But that's, we'll talk about that probably in another episode. You know, everybody else in the industry is kind of a little bit more conservative than what he's saying with this price prediction. We've talked a little bit last episode, you know, is this a changing cycle? Like, are we seeing something different? Are we not going to see the low? But one of the big things that they're talking about right now, Fidelity's Jurian Timmer says that Bitcoin's entering a classic bear market year, which we've kind of talked about before as well. He's claiming that the line in the sand is going to be 65,000. If Bitcoin loses that, like that would be the low for this cycle. If it loses that, then the next stop down would be 45,000.
That's interesting. I mean, in the traditional sense, I think you can pretty much guarantee or call it a bear market once it crosses below the all-time high, the previous all-time high.
Yeah.
So that would be, what, 69,000?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of tough to say. I do think realistically in previous markets, you know, Bitcoin finds like its support at somewhere around 40% of its all-time high, which if I did some quick calculations on that, let me on my calculator, we hit 126,000 and if so 40% is actually 50,400.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, but, you know, this market is different. So I'm not going to just blindly believe that until I see otherwise. One thing I did see, I need to do a little bit more research on it, is that the 200-day SMA, the moving average?
Yeah.
Bitcoin has crossed below that now. So that's usually not a good sign. But I'm not taking that with a huge amount of confidence that, yeah, the price is definitely going to go lower. Yeah, I mean, it's a bad sign. It's a pretty bad harbinger, but this cycle is just different.
Yeah.
We'll see how things go.
Yeah, because what, 63,000 would be about 50% off the high?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of that incorrectly? That's right, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 63 would be right at the half.
So, I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see how it kind of plays out. I'm expecting a move today. We were kind of talking about that too, like with the way that the price got rejected off 91. We're kind of bouncing in between the 91 to 90,000 range. I would kind of expect something to kind of teeter off today, but we'll have to see. I mean, a lot of people are still debating, you know, is the four-year cycle done? Is it, you know, is this still just a typical four-year cycle? And I don't know, maybe the grind we talked about, like basically because of the financial institutions that are in play, that it may just be a different type of bear market, slower.
Yeah. The long grind down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, in traditionally in the bear market, we tend to find the low basically towards the end of this year. Like every 4 years, it would line up somewhere at the end of 2026 in the last quarter. So we'll see.
Do you happen to remember what the Fed calendar was like when the first Fed meeting was coming up in January?
Yes. I don't remember exactly. I thought it was, I think it was the 27th maybe.
Okay.
The FOMC meeting.
Yeah.
So we still have a ways to go before we hear anything about that.
Before we get there, I guess the odds right now, and I don't know if Polymarket, if you've ever been on that place, like on that website, like there's all kinds of, they bet on all kinds of crazy stuff. But right now they're showing that there's only a 20% possibility of a rate cut this year. So this is just some of the macroeconomic news that we're seeing that's kind of going around. So Fed rate cut, looks like the odds are collapsing. Jobs report, actually, there was a surprise to the upside. And I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. One of the big ones, though, is the Supreme Court tariff ruling. There's been a lot of speculation about whether or not what Trump has done with the tariffs is legal. And I think there's companies like Costco, Kawasaki, they're trying to bring a lawsuit against Donald Trump saying that this is unfair. Supreme Court is expected to rule. Scott Bessent says that, you know, that there is enough money to be able to pay off if the Supreme Court rules against Trump, but there's enough money to be able to pay that back. But he doesn't think that's going to happen. I think that's going to be a huge macroeconomic headwind should the Supreme Court decide that those tariffs are unconstitutional when they rule. ETFs, we talked about that a little bit earlier. There was a bunch that are still outflowing right now. And then the DXY, the dollar index, is showing strength again. So that's part of the, whenever we see the dollar going stronger most of the time, Bitcoin's going down. So that there's an inverse relationship between the two.
Yes. definitely. At least in general, there is.
Gold is still looking pretty good. Gold is sitting at 4,509.
Well, that's pretty good.
And silver is at $79.90.
Man, so close to that 80. I think it did cross above 80, but it kind of fell down a little bit. So
let's see, where did it get up to? It looks like it did. It got to $80.51, almost 52. Yeah, that's kind of, there's a big push right now. And they think a lot of it is the industrial markets that are pushing a lot of that on silver as well.
Well, I mean, just from the outside looking in, I'm not involved in this, but I've watched silver for a long time. And, back 20 years ago, you'd be buying it for about 10 bucks an ounce.
Yeah.
And then, about 20 years ago, it was about 10 bucks an ounce. And then maybe 15 years ago, it was somewhere in the 15. Then it was starting to get up to 20s. And it hung out there for a long time. But in the past few years, we've seen gold just completely skyrocket. And we've seen silver skyrocket. So that seems to me like some type of warning signal about the dollar.
Yeah.
I don't know what to interpret or what to say about it. It's just, it's not good. And there's a lot of people who are trying to get into something more tangible than the dollar. A lot of wealthy people trying to do that. And that's what the market's showing us right now.
Yeah, I think that goes back to with the macroeconomic landscape that we're in. And this is what you're alluding to, is that you need to be able to buy hard assets that nobody can really control directly.
Or print indeterminate amounts in the future and devalue it.
Yeah, exactly. Silver, gold, there's a cost of production that typically limits people. Obviously, as the price rises, you're going to see an increase in that. I think you're going to see kind of a continuation of, there's so much craziness right now with the AI space. Like, have you seen RAM prices lately?
No, I have not.
They have gone through the roof because of all this stuff with AI. A lot of places they're not even going to make RAM for consumer markets anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just way too valuable for the AI stuff.
Yep. So they're only going to be making contracts with AI producers, basically. With these swarms and data centers that are going up all over the place, which, silver is a component in some of that industrial space, but so is gold.
Yep.
So yeah, it goes back to hard assets. I don't know. It's craziness, man. A lot of speculation. We kind of talked about this earlier. What do you think price is going to do today? Do you think we're going to go below 90, or do you think we'll hold at 90? Do you think we'll get a break above for the weekly close?
I have no idea. I watched last week, and what did it get up to? Around 95 before it got rejected and then kind of worked its way down. But when we recorded, we're like, hey, it looks like Bitcoin's got some momentum, and then it carried momentum for another day or so, and it did pretty well, but then it kind of fell flat, and it's kind of just been cruising down. So, I think it's going to be more of the same. It'll maybe it'll lose some steam, but it seems to want to find its home at 90 grand right now. So,
yeah, I know. I agree. It was kind of wild to see, because I was like, oh man, where's this momentum coming from? And we had talked about, was it the Venezuela pushback? Like, what happened there? But I don't know. It looks like 91 now is kind of a resistance level. It looks like it was 94.799 was our high that you were talking about. So yeah, we were right around 95. And then it wasn't able to hold on to that. A lot of exuberance. But then there was no support. So I personally think, considering we got rejected off 91 earlier today, we'll probably stay above 90, my guess is. But I don't know if we'll make any headwinds against it this next week. Too much eyes on everything else in the world rather than what Bitcoin's doing.
Yeah. No, it's just interesting. I think we are going to probably go into a more of a grindy low, but maybe the days of the crazy fallouts are behind us.
That's possible. Maybe we didn't see the crazy exuberance. I mean, we did a little bit, but not really. And we haven't seen a crazy fallout for this cycle either. So I don't know. Pretty nuts.
I don't know, but if you would have bought, you know, sometime in before the election, you'd be sitting pretty right now.
Oh, yeah.
At least somewhat pretty. I mean, the second theoretical purchase was, you know, April of 2024. And I mean, it's not doing great, but you're at least up 40%, 41%. So if you would have bought towards the end of or the new year, you know, there around January 2025, not so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, because like we said at the beginning with that strategy post, like Bitcoin came in higher in 2025 than what it exited. So, which again, that goes back to that would be part of what we would expect for the four-year cycle that's holding true still.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
So the four-year cycle is not completely dead, but it's not. Things are just so weird. You feel off.
Question to you. Do you think like if the tariff ruling from the Supreme Court goes against Trump, could that be the black swan event? Because it seems like there's a lot of hope being put on that, those tariffs.
I don't know how much the tariffs are really helping the economy. Actually, I'm pretty sure they're not really helping the economy. But then when it comes to the economy and just, you know, consumer sentiment and that kind of stuff, it's more about smoke and mirrors than it is actual truth.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to make a huge difference, but it could in consumer sentiment. But, you know, it could also help a lot of businesses because if you're buying stuff from overseas, I mean, you're paying like just a random premium that you're not really going to know until your stuff gets to the shores and then you get tariffed on it. So it's just a weird time to be doing business.
It is. I completely agree. Anything else you want to add today?
That's it for me.
Yeah, same here. We'll join you all again this next week, and we'll see where the price is at and what else has transpired. What other craziness has happened in this world during that time? So thank you all for listening.
Bye.